The Biden administration is set to accelerate the processing of asylum seekers at the U.S.-Canada border, responding to a significant surge in migrant crossings in that area.
This initiative involves modifying the way the U.S. handles migrants under the Safe Third Country Asylum Agreement with Canada. Initially signed in 2002 and expanded last year, this agreement permits U.S. and Canadian authorities to send asylum seekers back across their shared border. Liam White reporting.
The United States, United Kingdom, France, Germany, and Italy have committed to providing full support for ongoing efforts to stabilize the Middle East as tensions threaten to escalate into a broader regional conflict involving Iran and Hezbollah.
The leaders of these five nations released a joint statement indicating they had discussed the situation in the Middle East and reaffirmed their shared goal of de-escalating tensions. They also reiterated their call for a ceasefire in Gaza and urged for a deal to secure the release of remaining hostages held by Hamas. Benjamin Wright reporting.
The Federal Aviation Administration will distribute $566.4 million in grants for nearly 300 projects aimed at improving airports across the country, according to the Department of Transportation.
These grants, provided under the bipartisan infrastructure law, will be allocated to projects in 47 states, the FAA noted. The funds will be used for various initiatives, including airport planning and development, sustainability efforts, terminal expansions, baggage system upgrades, and safety improvements. Jim Kender reported.
The United Auto Workers Union has filed federal labor charges against former President Donald Trump and Tesla CEO Elon Musk.
The union alleges that during a recent interview, Trump and Musk advocated for the firing of striking workers, which is prohibited under the National Labor Relations Act. The act makes it illegal to fire or threaten to fire workers who go on strike. I mean, I look at what you do, Trump told Musk. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A mother accidentally struck her 12-year-old daughter with her car during school drop-off, critically injuring her, according to Florida officials.
The incident occurred as the mother was dropping off her daughter near her Sarasota Middle School for the first day of classes, per the Florida Highway Patrol and the school district. The girl was exiting the SUV on the passenger side when she dropped her markers and pens, leading to the tragic accident, according to the Highway Patrol. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Two former Los Angeles sheriff's deputies, along with two ex-foreign military members, one from the UK and one from Australia, have been accused of staging a sham raid on a man's home as part of a business dispute, federal prosecutors have revealed.
According to a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Central District of California, the four men were hired by a wealthy Chinese national identified as an unindicted co-conspirator to coerce the victim into relinquishing his shares in a Chinese rubber chemical company and nearly $37 million. Kyle Norris reporting.
A black bear attacked and injured a three-year-old girl inside a tent at a private campground in Montana, just north of Yellowstone National Park over the weekend, according to state wildlife officials.
The attack occurred at a campground south of Red Lodge, after which the girl was taken to a hospital in Billings. Fish, wildlife, and parks officials did not have an update on her condition as of Tuesday, according to Game Warden Randy Hudsonbeiler. The campground was evacuated and traps were set in the area, Kevin Sanders reporting.
A manufacturer of lab-grown meat has filed a lawsuit challenging a newly enacted Florida law that prohibits the sale of the product.
U.S. regulators first approved the sale of what is known as cell culture or cell cultivated meat in June 2023. Proponents argue that the product offers a more ethical and sustainable alternative to conventionally raised chicken, beef, and pork. However, lawmakers in Florida and Alabama have labeled cultivated meat a threat to their states. Paul Gomez reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.